Jack.
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's 11:50.
Hey everyone, welcome to the black hole
car.
We're in a car. This is a separate series from our original podcast where this time we're in a car.
This is our car cast.
This is our car cast, if you will.
I will. Liv is currently Liv's currently taking us to a...
I found, my mom and I went on a little, like, errand run, and she was like, I gotta show you something, because my mom's been, like, all up and down this part of Ohio, and knows these little weird back roads in different places, and she's like, I gotta show you something.
That's what you were talking about last night?
So I'm taking them to a really interesting little, place that my mom showed me, that kind of fits in our, like, I don't know, our topic of, like, just weird places, what makes Ohio weird, I guess. I'm losing my train of thought because I'm bad at multitasking.
What is this?
Oh, yeah. No talking and driving. Ooh. Oh, shit. Just give that to me.
Yeah.
Thanks, B. You're welcome. Cheese squeeze.
Apparently, this place is called Gano.
Yes. So, Gano is where I'm taking them. It is a very peculiar little community. There's a lot of very small, like, out-of-the-way communities. So, you'll have, like, regular suburbs that are kind of like spaced out, and the houses are maybe 50 or plus years older. And then you'll have these like secret little communities that are like, they make it so they don't have to leave the community. Everything that they need is like
right
there and available.
It's like a cult.
Except for like, yeah, no, that's what's weird about it. So like, I want to drive around it and just like bring up, because Owen and I grew up in a small community, like a very small one. It's kind of
a small cultish.
I think you said a while ago it's kind of Twin Peaks-ish.
It's very Twin Peaks-esque.
A lot of places there like this. And
a lot of shit happened there that I wasn't aware about until later in my life. That's like, whoa, that's sketchy.
Yeah, no.
I think it's so fun as you get older and you learn like the secrets about where, like what you've lived up, like grew up with and like lived around, and how everything kind of connects when you're older. You're like, oh.
I think it's not funny, but I also think it's funny that...
Is it funny?
As soon as me and Liv moved away from that place, like a huge heroin epidemic, just like...
You guys were holding up the community.
We were the ones holding it up, and then they're like, well, what do we do now?
Yeah. It's funny, too, because I have nothing but pleasant memories from where we grew up. But then, like, you know, since we're older and, like, able to understand more stuff now, her parents will be just like, oh, yeah, this happened.
Yeah.
It's like, that happened, we were there? Oh, yeah. Of course we were going to tell you about it.
Each time we go back there, and, like, I know this is, like, a normal thing that, like, comes with, like, just age in general, but each time we go back there, everything looks like it's shrunk more than the last time
I
was there.
Well, yeah, everything looks bigger when you're, I don't know, you're smaller.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like...
It's, like, kind of like,
I feel like that's how schools are.
Yeah.
I went back to my elementary school like a few years ago, and I could like touch the ceiling.
Dude, yeah.
I was like, what happened?
Like, I remember trying to jump and try to touch the ceiling, but now
I
just...
I remember it like being so close to the ground.
I remember going back to like, because I have... Oh, I need to go back in. I guess I'm never getting my time cap for that. They never told me.
What,
to
Adina?
Yeah, Adina.
What?
They never sent me a message, but I did one. I have a little Wolverine.
You should be able to still get it.
We buried it in the ground. And I went with you to get yours.
Yeah, that was
when
weird.
When you happened. And one, Mr. Barrow, he shaved all of his hair off.
I forgot about
bald
him.
Bald little naked baby boy. But, love the guy. But, I remember getting back there and, like, seeing the stage in the lunchroom. Like, I could step up on here without my hands.
Yeah, everything
just,
is...
It's like a stair.
When you're younger, everything's, like, huge and, like... And then when you get older...
Yeah.
Do you remember when being in the fifth grade was, like... Or just being in, like, the fifth and sixth grade, you were like, fuck, I'm old.
Yeah.
I'm a big kid.
I rule the school, you guys.
Just, like, think it's almost like my senior year. It's just like, dude, I'm almost done.
I'm done.
Man.
Yeah. I'm just done with education.
Yeah. Senior year, yeah, you get, what do they call it, senioritis. And
yeah,
then you're, like, when you finally graduate, you're like, yeah, four more years.
I know.
Exactly.
I got me some senioritis right now, though, let me tell you. I don't know. I'm excited for, like, finishing, but I'm also like, wow. I think you get that fear, like, when you finish college. It's like, what am I doing? What's next?
My advisor hardcore, like, screwed me over.
Yeah?
And now I have to take probably 2 more years instead of just one.
Dude.
Yeah.
Why?
Because when she was helping me, like, you know, I don't know if it's the same at your guys' university, but we are not allowed to schedule classes until we talk to our advisor.
Yeah, no, I have that.
Okay, so I went to go talk to her, and every time I would, she's like, oh, you should take this class, and this class. Turns out, okay, I've been in college for 3 years, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I only have 7 credit hours to go towards my major.
No.
What? Yep. I'm pissed.
How 7 credits?
7
no,
credit
awful.
Hours.
What?
I know. I found out the night before. It was the week of exams, and I found out the night before my big exam.
There's
and I was
no
bawling
way.
Up night, like, all, up all night, just bawling and
no,
not studying.
No, that's awful, dude. How?
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
So what are you gonna do? Are you, like...
So, technically, I'm still a sophomore.
Oh, my God.
God. Damn.
Right? Doesn't that blow?
No, that blows fucking hard, dude.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yep.
Here's what you do.
It's not gonna be that... Oh, it's... I like the school.
You're paying so goddamn much for
it. I know.
That's
so expensive. But it's like I enjoy the classes very much. It's a quality school. It's just... It is so boring.
So this is the Gano Tavern.
Oh, we're here.
So...
Yo!
I think it's up here somewhere. Oh, is it right there? Okay.
Gano.
Alright.
I've never even seen this room.
This is Gano.
God, it's so close.
It's actually, so far,
whoa.
It's kind of cute, and I feel like we could have made like a short film here.
Yeah, no, it's really cute. So you pass under this bridge, and then you're in
the. And you got the little sign.
Oh, yep, wow. And we're here.
What?
I love this
what?
Sign.
What?
Yeah.
It says, welcome, Gano.
I'm Gano?
1873. So this is the first.
Dude, I was like 3 when this place was made.
Yeah, dude. So these houses are really beautiful. It's really quaint and like out of the way, but it's just weird that like we've gone so long not even knowing this existed. And this church is literally just called the church.
What the fuck?
Okay, I feel like
is that okay, I don't have my glasses on. I thought Auburn was called a butt.
Okay, so that church looks like it would be in some, like, old Protestant movie where someone stepped on the lawn and burst into flames.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
Probably happened.
It did. It was... I saw it.
Yeah, so this is
my
end.
Uncle.
But this guy has a car lot back here. It's like a business.
So weird.
Right next
it's
to
like
this.
We aren't even where we live.
Yeah, I feel
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I know.
Like,
doesn't
we
it feel
literally
weird?
Just stepped into a
decrepit
parallel universe.
I feel like I just went 40 minutes...
Away.
Yeah. It kind of feels like Aurora.
We're in Indiana right now.
Yeah, no, it does feel like Indiana, doesn't it?
Indiana,
I really love Indiana, to me.
Indiana's super flat.
It's super, like, pretty and
what?
Quaint there.
Flat?
Have you...
95% of my family lives in Indiana.
I've been to many very, very hilly places in Indiana.
The entire drive to my grandparents' house in Indiana is literally just, a single flat road in,
maybe,
like, cornfields.
Maybe we're going the two different Indiana.
You're probably going to Kentucky, Indiana.
Well, Lawrenceburg-esque Indiana, and like, I don't
well, like
know.
Aurora down there.
Yeah, Aurora's near
hilly.
Lawrenceburg.
Aurora is super hilly.
That place is gorgeous.
Aurora, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you know the fossil park, Owen?
Trail?
That's like right over there.
What?
Yeah, past the trees.
What?
That's where we are right now. Isn't that bizarre?
We're behind where the.
Oh, your mind's what? Like, what's going on?
Owen, okay, you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
Next time you go to Indiana,
birds. Get out of the street,
do you go to Indianapolis, Indiana?
I've been there like twice.
Okay,
3 times.
If you go there, you have to get Hot Box Pizza. It is my favorite pizza in the entire world, and it's like only in Indiana.
Really, it's Hot Box.
Look at this
Hot
house.
Box Pizza. It's
do they
incredible.
Sell them at like venues and stuff? Because I might have had it.
I think it's just it's. There's only like two restaurants that I know of that are actually Hot Box up over
like,
there.
I went and saw Hippocampus in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Great band. And
this is weird.
They had this really good pizza at the venue. Well, I don't know, maybe.
No, Hot Box is like. Okay, do you like Domino's pizza? If Domino's Pizza had leveled up and is now a god, that's Hot Box Pizza.
God tier.
Every time, yes, absolute god tier pizza. Every time I go hang out with my cousins there, he orders us a Hot Box Pizza.
So it's just like Domino's but better, essentially.
This episode is sponsored by.
It's just, it's garlicky.
I wish.
It's garlicky like Domino's Pizza.
Okay.
But it's.
Put myself roll forward a bit.
Greatest. I like that just crater.
Isn't that interesting? there's a lake, but it looks like a crater, and it's got like what? It looks like 2 feet
of
water in it.
That's the praying pond. That's where baptism happens.
So like conspiracy. What if everyone in this community is part of like the same cult?
No, that's what it feels like, dude.
It's like a closed-in community that is not closed in.
They're trying to like remove themselves from society, is what it feels like.
No, this is like totally like. This is totally like a little town that like a show would be about.
Yeah.
Like I could imagine like everyone definitely knows each other.
That's terrible.
This literally looks like no other neighborhood around.
I like
here.
How it just keeps going up too.
No,
like, it doesn't stop.
Hell.
It just keeps going up.
Ascension.
Why has mom never talked about this place?
Yeah, she was like, I used to go here when I was in high school. I'm like, and you never like, Papa, look here.
Oh, everything's
better. Baby. Oh, I bet he's a spy. Oh.
He just reported that we're here.
That's kind of scary.
Strangers.
Oh, that's fucking creepy. This is how
far does this go?
Oh fuck.
What
me.
Do we do? Back up, I guess. Why is there a
this is someone's driveway?
What?
Well, okay, we're about to fuck.
Is this someone's driveway?
Is it like
sorry.
A cul-de-sac?
I'm lost. Please be nice to me.
Okay, why is it? It's like a one-way. It's like a road big enough for one car, and there's a cliff on one side.
Wait, so I like how that lady didn't even question.
Yeah, she just probably. I'm not the first person to do this. Or just come back.
Well,
here.
Yeah, that is weird. That it just goes straight. There's
she
no like transition.
Just like glared at us.
Yeah, she's probably sick of people driving up here, like, looking around. And also, she's about to go. She's on her way to tell the cult leader those fucking
to close the gates.
Close the gates. We found our next sacrifices. Is that her?
Oh.
Is that the car we just passed?
Yes. Hi.
Hey,
what is happening?
Okay,
what?
She's gone.
She's not in there.
How do you get out of your car that fast?
She was just walking down the street.
This is weird.
And
she was
this
way since that dude's taking up the
why is there only, like, one?
It's a small community. They're probably just used to, like.
What?
My mom showed me this in her giant-ass truck. So, and there weren't people driving around like there are now. But imagine just going through these roads and
that's
just
really
massive.
Thick.
Yeah, some of the trees back here. Look at how big the leaves are.
These are huge trees. These
are
sweet.
What the hell?
You can tell it's old because of how big the trees are and shit. So this street, someone behind me, we didn't go down.
Let's
not.
You want
to go down?
Wait, wait.
I'm really curious.
Oh,
my
God.
That's a driveway.
How do you know?
That's not
because
house.
It's leading to a house.
It's called Spring Street.
Oh, this one. Okay.
You're,
I was gonna say,
like, everyone's like, I wonder where that goes to. Definitely not the house it's connected to.
That's what I thought.
This is
spooky. This is like, remember when Eric was talking, telling us about Crazy Carl?
It's getting
worse.
That's what this is like.
And first time.
Back up.
Wait, no, I gotta go forward, dude.
Yeah, we gotta.
Come on. That's definitely a murder scene, you guys.
That is murder car. That is murder
what?
Car.
What? I don't like this.
Hulk jumped on that.
Fuck this.
What
is? No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no,
we're gonna die.
Turning around.
No, you're going forward.
What is that shack? Look at that creepy little shack.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, what if it was that lady, you guys?
Oh, no, she's handicapped. It's fine.
We don't have an issue here.
It's not gonna be
what if she has gun legs, Owen?
What is that?
Sweet.
Gun legs. He has gun legs.
He
looks
like.
Here.
I don't like him. Goodbye.
He gotta go.
I don't like him.
He definitely
I don't like
somebody.
Him. I'm scared.
I don't like him.
Let's never come back here.
Well,
again.
We did that.
Let's come back in like.
For context, it was like an empty car lot.
No, not even like one small bridge.
It was like a.
It was a bunch of busted old cars, and each of them had a blue tarp over where you could see inside.
And then there was a creepy little shack.
And a creepy little shack. It looked like a murder house. It looked like.
It was like, what's that movie about the hillbillies who like.
Toy Story.
No. The oh my god, what is it? The.
Raising Arizona.
It starts with a D.
Dick Shack. No.
Dick Shack? What have you been watching, Owen?
It's about hillbillies?
Not. I almost said The Descendants. That is not
is
right.
Is it like. Is it that movie where, like, it's like.
They're on a canoe and then the hillbillies come out and.
The hillbillies are friendly, but the teen think they're trying to kill them and they end
and
up all
it.
Killing themselves.
No, not that.
Do you know what movie I'm talking about, though?
I've heard of it. I've not seen it. Someone told me about it.
Did you notice there wasn't a single stop sign?
Yeah.
It's just going anywhere.
No, there's no speed limit.
Deliverance.
That was horribly unsettling.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Terrible.
That was like Deliverance.
Yeah.
Deliverance.
That's what it is.
Now it's gonna get bloody painful.
Yeah, we'll go this way and drive them back to some of the business roads.
Where's the... Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Why don't we go to... Oh, shoot.
What?
Nugget poop. My mom has my dad's credit card.
Oh.
Okay.
I was gonna say, why don't we go to the root beer stand.
Ooh, yummy.
I've never been there. Do they have food?
Yeah.
I've never been there.
What?
Yeah, dude.
We should go.
It's cheap. I'm gonna ride you back to your house.
My mom is at the gym.
Oh.
You wanna ride us back to the gym?
Let's all go to the gym and do a podcast at Gymcast.
Gymcast.
Just running on the
treadmill,
a microphone, a laptop.
Tons and you're like dying.
I should go to a gym and do
that. That's kind of like what Dan and Jill's
what's it today?
Yeah.
My wife.
What is this?
So, another weird part of Ohio is, like, some of them are just, like, and this is, like, with all, like, suburbs, I guess, but you'll just have streets of, like, factory and business.
Right next to a neighborhood.
Yeah, right next to a neighborhood just for, like, miles. And that's, like, the majority of the space besides, like, the areas that are houses.
It's like farm or factories in neighborhoods.
Yeah, all next to each other. There's no like stopping or starting point for either of them.
Yeah,
either.
I feel like when I go to like Colorado, there are distinct like neighborhoods that is like a neighborhood alone and you have to drive like 5 minutes to get anywhere else.
Yeah.
And no, it's like you could walk across the street and be in a mall.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
No, stuff like that's so weird. Or the way it's interesting, the way like
it's just poor
neighborhoods and different areas that people live in versus like places that are just places of business. The way they're plotted in different states, because I feel like poor planning is like a good way to describe a lot of this.
Yeah,
it's just like because if you go down that street, there's houses back there.
Okay.
So Stellar Street.
Okay.
Some parts of Ohio is like really nice planning, but
yeah. Honestly, it's the older communities mainly is where that's the thing.
Look at that house up there.
Where? Oh yeah. There's just.
That's insane. That's like a mansion, and then there's a UDF right next to it.
Yeah. it looks like a like an old.
That is where a writer goes to die.
Yeah, no, like, it definitely looks...
That's
shit,
where...
Is this a road I can enter?
No.
Oh, fuck me. Shit.
I don't belong here.
All right, here we go, boys. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
For
reference, Liv just drove
entered
into...
a truck lot, basically.
like a freight lot. And there's just, like...
Hundreds.
if any of you played GTA, remember when you have to like lift up the?
That's the same car that was riding my ass too. He's like, "Fuck this."
Where are we going?
I thought we were on the Rupert Street.
Now, oh yeah, that's down some way, isn't it?
That's on Redding.
Oh. I don't know where I am. Oh, you know what I'm going towards? I need to turn around. I'm going towards Tri-County.
Oh. Have you been there?
Recently? No.
It's weird.
Oh, no. It's like a new Cincinnati Mills, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like Cincy Mills.
Is it that already? Is it that gone?
All of the restaurants are gone. There's...
You're kidding.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret's
I'm
gone.
I'm honestly surprised.
No!
No! Not the boobs.
Yeah, if you go into Victoria's Secret, they serve you alcohol.
No. Victoria's Secret.
Jack's like, I'm going.
No, wait. Like,
now I have for every $50
that would be
you
really
get,
smart
you get a shot.
Yeah. Wait, exactly. That would be a really smart
you get shot or you get a shot.
Like, what if Victoria's Secret served their own brand of wine? Not at their stores, but you could buy it. That would be a pretty smart
And you can't take it outside the store?
No.
Like, it's like a sex wine.
What?
Like
an aphrodisiac wine?
Yeah. I'm gonna stop there.
Did you know that all of those are myths AF? I went to another podcast who talked about aphrodisiacs. It wasn't a podcast. Okay, I said I went to a podcast. It was a podcast and they did a live show.
Nice, yeah.
And they talked about, and it was a food podcast, I talked about aphrodisiac, and it was all a lie.
I talked to my teacher once, and he told me that when he was in college, he used, instead of saying UDF, all of his friends referred to UDF as you dumb fuck.
Yeah, I've heard
so
that.
So, like, you wanna go to you dumb fuck and,
you dumb fuck?
Some milk?
I'm saying that forever.
You dumb fuck?
I feel like, so, my dad worked at gas stations when he was a teenager.
Yeah.
And, like, it seemed like a cooler job then because you wash people's cars. You give them their gas for them, that you can get food. You serve them stuff. So you're doing, like, all these different things, and it just sounds, like, more fun and convenient at that time in, like, what, the late 70s, early 80s. And now it's, like, I feel like gas, you know, UDF or just, like, gas station jobs is, like, the lowest of the low.
Everyone here and nobody wants to work there.
No one wants, it's almost as bad as, like, working at Walmart.
Like, a month ago, my ex called me, and he was working at a gas station night shift, and he was robbed at gunpoint.
Wonderful.
I was like, I told you this was going to happen.
That is the place that's going to happen to.
Yeah, I know, right there. I was, I literally was like, I told you that was going to happen.
What are those words you just said?
Kongo Dongyong?
Oh, well, now you say it like that.
You know?
No.
I was like, nope. Oh my god, when we told Ari, she was like, that's it?
That's it.
She's like, that's all it is?
That's it.
What is it?
Me telling you.
God fucking damn it.
Kongo Tonghong Anong Gong?
Are you speaking Pig Latin, dude?
It's not. I used to be able to do Pig Latin really well. Yeah. I don't remember it.
That's an Ohio thing.
Is it?
Pig Latin?
I feel like it, yeah. You know that community with Gano? That's all they speak there.
That's all they say. They only
Pig Latin. If we would have rolled down the window and said hi to that guy, he would have been like,
how do you do Pig Latin? It's, you take the first syllable and put it at the end or something.
Yeah.
I feel like
the Pig Latin A.
I feel like
Ig Latin Pay.
Ig Latin Pay. Yeah, you got it.
I feel like if I tried to talk to anyone in Ghana, I'd be like, where's the nearest gas station? Then I'd go like,
oh no, you know what Ghana is?
And they click at you?
That place, that place in SpongeBob.
Oh, rock bottom.
Rock bottom. That's a great way to.
If any small community in Ohio is anything from any series, it is rock bottom in SpongeBob.
There was a picture that I saw. It was when the guy's holding the balloon out to SpongeBob, and SpongeBob's like scared. It's like nighttime. He's in rock bottom. It says when you get lost in Covington at 2 a.m. And it's super. So only people in Ohio would know that. And you're like, yes. God. That's like the. Hell is real.
Why were we in Hamilton like really late at night that one night, Owen? It was super freaky. Do you remember? Was it like after one of your concerts or something?
I can tell you all about Hamilton at 4 a.m. I went to a Waffle House at like 3 a.m. I was like, I'm hungry. And they're like, let's go. I was like, I don't want to drive. So we walked. And I lost my keys.
Oh my God.
In the Waffle House. They just disappeared. So, and there was a cop outside, because there's always a cop there, because shit goes down there all the time.
Yeah.
So they have a designated Waffle House cop. And a fight started to break out, and a car pulls up real fast, and the cop, I'm standing next to the cop talking to him, being like, I said, hey, you see any keys? I lost mine. Oh, I guess we did drive. We didn't walk. I obviously drove if I had my keys. Maybe I brought them. Anyway, so...
Yo, how do I get to the root beer stand? If I get, do I go straight, or...
no idea.
Hold on, I think I kind of got a recollection of how to do it. Keep talking, though. I'm trying to figure out my bearings.
I don't even know where we are.
Continue, though. I'll figure it out in my head.
But this car pulls up real fast, and there's a guy standing on the sidewalk smoking. He had just, like, come out of Waffle House or whatever. Mm-hmm. And a car pulls up, and a girl and another guy come out. And he's like...
I saw a crank.
They start, like, yelling at each other, and the guy on the sidewalk's like... Bitch, where's my phone? She's like, I broke your phone! And they started, like, screaming at each other.
Oh my God.
And the cop was like, if you guys don't leave now, I'm taking both of you in. And then
they left. Both of your phones.
I'm taking both of your phones. You're grounded.
You are grounded. Oh, my God. So I was right. I was going in the right direction.
Oh, my God.
We gotta turn around again.
Oh.
Go down this road, nice. Like, six more times. I'm just gonna turn around up here.
I wanna pass Ghana.
No, yeah. I never... It's big in big, bold letters on the map, too. Really? Where I'm looking at. It just says Gano. It's, like, its own section. Yeah. You know how it's, like, the counties are in big letters on the map?
Yeah.
Gano
yeah.
is its own thing.
Gano is actually its own state.
Gano is its own... its own province. Crazy. It's, like, Texas of Ohio.
Right, yeah.
You guys didn't know that there's a state inside of a state, but it's Gano.
The
it's
Republic Gano. Of Gano. I'm gonna move to the Republic
RPG.
Of Gano. Can we get an F in the chat
R-O-G.
For Gano?
Republic of Gano.
F.
Oh, my God.
I am so sorry. I didn't even see him.
Holy shit.
Nice. I am so sorry, dude. Where the fuck was he? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He's still honking at you.
I'm sorry. It's my fault. It's my bad.
Why are you,
God, I hate my blind spot. I was turning around over here.
Oh yeah. We're
yeah, for context, I have a really goddamn
he
awful
is.
Blind
there
spot.
There he is.
Federated
Otter.
I'm so sorry.
He's from Ghana and he's gonna get you.
Yeah,
what the hell is this shit?
You're on the black.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What the fuck?
And now.
Oh, that thing is huge.
What the hell is this shit?
Okay,
for
context. There's a tractor driving on the road.
Just, he's so fast.
Yeah, there he goes. I'm gonna go too, boy.
He's down the street in my 6'4.
And my John Deere.
And I'm behind him now. Hell yeah. At least he's not going like. 20. He's moving.
He's probably on 20.
Pretty slow.
I'm chill.
You guys ever
so,
see
why are you moving? No, pass him.
I feel bad, man.
Pass him. He knows.
He's driving
he knows.
A tractor on the road.
Look at him. Is he
that looked like somebody I know.
He's your dad.
Yeah, but anyways, for
dad.
Context, I have got literally the worst blind spot on the right side of my car ever, to where if a truck was sitting there, it is hard for me to even see them unless I look back. So in my mirror, it was clear when I looked, but I had to look back and there was a truck there. We're fine, though. We all cool. It's my fault, though. I feel bad.
Oh, Jack Murr, when we were in Cincinnati... And when I was getting my tattoo,
yeah.
And I was so, like, distracted. I was, like, super pumped. I had just gotten my tattoo. I was, like, really excited. And I pulled out into an intersection to turn left. And in my head, I was like, oh, right on red. Left
oh,
on
shit,
red.
Dude.
And I pull out into the intersection, and I look up, and it's a red light. And I look to my left, and there's just cars coming. And I was like, oh, shit. And it was like a deer in headlights.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you made it. You're alive.
Am I? Am I really live?
I don't know anymore.
I'm a synth, you guys. What's up, Alan?
Alan!
Oh my God.
Alan!
Oh,
shit.
Yeah?
Hey, Owen.
Lost Miles Davis album is going to be released soon.
Can we talk about the Tool album?
Oh, woo!
Woo!
August 30th.
I'm so excited.
News.
32nd, you guys. Come on. Get it right.
March 31st.
31st.
This album's coming out next
year. It already came out. It's a good album.
Yeah, I like it.
I like Here Comes the Cowboy.
I like it.
I think...
I think it's definitely... Here's the thing. I don't think anything Mac's done has been bad in any way.
Right.
But I think Here Comes the Cowboy is definitely his worst album.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Compared to the rest of them. But it's not bad in any way.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Mac DeMarco,
the guy with the gap tooth and the flannel and the beat-up baseball hat.
That every Mac DeMarco fan
are you
sent
talking
to
about
an island.
Post Malone?
Yeah, yeah. They're probably friends.
I like Post.
I love Post.
Posty boy, he's funny.
Didn't Tyler, the Creator, come out with a new album?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I haven't liked it yet.
It's really weird. Well, it's not weird.
I love the whole Odd Future thing.
I wasn't a big fan of Odd Future. It was okay, but like, no, the new Tyler album's very weird. It's like got very heavy like synth stuff.
He is weird.
I dig synth.
He's weird and he's awesome.
It's awesome.
Hi.
Five.
If you can't drive your big yee,
if
you can't park your big yee truck, don't drive a big yee truck.
Yee yee. Oh man, there's a lot of big yee trucks.
Yeah.
Here.
What was that?
Oh man,
that whole parking lot was just.
City of
Oh, I thought it said welcome you.
Welcome you, you there in the cable
like
soup aisle.
It's like somebody
who
doesn't know your
name.
You can
get a free kid at Newport Aquarium.
You get one kid, dude. I get a free kid at the.
Hell yeah!
Is it a shark kid?
I don't know. Shark boy and lava girl.
I never saw that. I never saw any
what?
Of the Spy Kids.
You didn't
I
see
saw,
the Spy Kids,
I saw
man?
Half
you,
of a
this,
Spy
this,
Kids movie.
This girl
dream,
has not
dream,
seen
dream.
The Matrix.
You're telling me you've never
She's
witnessed
never seen
the glory.
Spy Kids.
You've
okay,
never witnessed
I've seen,
the glory of the thumb thumb.
No, that's what I was going to say. I saw that and it freaked me out. I was like, I'm done with whatever this is.
It's the best.
Do you guys remember that weird show on Nick that was on for like 2 seasons? The Mighty Bee.
Yes.
Oh,
that
was
I actually
so
really liked that show.
That was awful.
That was
what?
Such a
you didn't
a
like the Mighty
show.
Bee? I liked that show.
Mighty Bee, why can't I think of that?
If you
that
saw the characters, girl, you would think of it. There used to be a mural there.
There was a dog.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone.
That show made me feel like I was at the children's hospital.
Oh my god.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, they did have weird stuff on. Or what like you go to the pediatrician and they've got like
on
the
TV.
Fish, you know, yeah, the aquarium. Yeah. And then they've got some weird like cartoon show that you haven't seen forever. I remember Bug's Life playing. Like distinctly.
It was always like old Pixar movies.
Yeah.
There was this episode of The Mighty Bee that I watched when I was younger and it scared me so bad.
Yeah.
It was do you remember like the really like bitchy girl?
Yes.
So, she had a chihuahua, and she put it in a dog show, and it turned out it was a rat, and it looked like, do you remember the scary dog picture that I can't look at? It looked like that, and it scared me so badly, and I stopped watching it.
Children's shows are so interesting, because you think about it, they're made by adults.
Four kids,
which obviously, like, you can't have, like, adults, or you can't have kids, like, writing television shows. But what if we did, though?
That would be a disaster.
It would be a disaster, but also
oh,
would be really funny. Yeah, so
oh, my God.
Would be really
but
interesting,
it's cool.
Though.
It's cold, or it's chilly out, so we could sit outside.
The laptop and the mic up to the counter.
Oh, yeah, it's not driving.
We gonna pause it, and then...
Oh, we gonna get some nom-nom. Are we gonna... Oh, I guess... Can we set it outside?
No, I think we should pause it. Yeah. All right. We gonna go get some grub.
We gonna yeet on out of here.
And then we gonna be back.
All right, let's...
We back! We got some root beer.
That was only like 2 seconds for y'all, but it was like 30 minutes.
No, it was like 3 seconds for us. Real quick.
Jack did... Nobody... I don't know if people know what that is. He played the water game where you push the button and it like blows
they're
up
like
rings. And
it's
like...
toys.
They're like little water toys. And they haven't been like... I remember having them in like my dentist office.
Yeah, well that's... I feel like... They're exclusive to, dentist office.
And,
oh, my
like,
God, it's
drive
Will Smith Genie
Bus.
Drive-in root beer stands.
It's Will Smith Genie Bus.
What?
Excuse me. Will Smith Genie Bus.
Will Smith Genie
Bus. It's the Will Smith Genie Bus.
The Will Smith Genie Bus. It's him.
Oh,
it's
there he is.
For context, it's just a blue school bus.
Just
it also has Will Smith's face on the side.
Wait, why can't we just
Will call...
Well, what else needs to be said? He's perfect in every way.
Oh, dude, I saw a little fun factoid today that made me really sad but kind of happy.
So, made you sappy, bro?
It said that Nintendo, where a Pokemon movie ever should be made,
oh, I saw that.
Detective Pikachu, they would have cast, like, the role of Professor Oak was saved for Robin Williams and Robin Williams only.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, that's so perfect Professor Oak. Oh my gosh. I thought that was sweet.
That is really sweet.
That's sad.
So, if you love Professor Oak and you wanted to see him brought to life too darn bad,
yeah. Sucks for you.
In the next Pokemon movie, that's
that guy is ashing his cigarette on top of his car.
Robin Williams?
On top of his car. On top of
his
car.
What if they bring back Robin Williams as a hologram?
Okay. What if he never died?
Okay, yeah, listen. Okay.
Well, that's what Shelley Duvall thinks.
Yeah, I say Shelley Duvall, the actress, thinks that he's a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
And that he's real. Not. Yes.
Dude, The Shining fucked her up.
It really. No, she,
that filming that. I know filming
it
that movie, like.
Yeah, that's. It really fucked her up, yeah. So now she thinks that Robin Williams is a lizard. A shapeshifting lizard.
So she believes in lizard people.
Yes, but. Yeah, shapeshifters, yes.
Yep. And. Because he told her.
Yeah.
Wait, he told her he was a lizard person?
Yeah.
So you know it's true.
He shapeshifts.
I'm waiting for someone to just go up there and go like, dude, he was probably just like fucking with
you.
Dude,
he did bits all the time.
Right. She's probably
like high or drunk or something.
Probably
yeah, I'm a lizard person.
Well, she's out of her
fucking out of her. She's absolutely out of her mind.
If you see her, she's like.
She's nuts.
Decrepit, like. She's gained, like, insane amount of weight.
I actually don't know what she looks like right now.
She used to be really cute.
She looks like a witch.
It's, like, sad. It's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, that movie, I think that was, like, the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. She used to be normal.
Jeez. Yeah.
I can imagine filming that movie. Like, was it abusive?
Holy shit.
Extremely. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God.
What? Extremely abusive.
The Shining was, like, abusive.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay, you know the bat.
The stairway
scene. Where she's swinging the bat?
Yeah.
That was real emotions.
And
she was actually crying.
Well, because she filmed... He made her film it, like...
For 2 years or something.
Yeah, 2 years.
2 years. The same scene.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah. Because he wanted it perfect.
Yep. And everyone was, like, real mean to her on set.
Yeah.
And, yeah, when she was crying, it's because she's actually upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, that's perfect. We'll use that one.
I didn't know that. I know, like, some of the... I didn't know that about The Shining, but I've heard plenty of stories about... set like abuse and like not just between like actors but like between crew and like directors and just like everyone like
well the thing about that director
Stanley Kubrick
yeah he everything in every single one of his movies is very exact and done on purpose nothing is just kind of like thrown in like everything that he did was exactly how he wanted it to be.
Like, you think Quentin Tarantino's, like, bad? Like, you think he's crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Dude. I mean, I'm aware
this guy's
that, like,
whack.
There's a lot of rules that have been indicted in, like, the modern film industry, but, like, back then there weren't as many, and there were, like, you know, work hours were super long, and there was not really a law against it, and the pay was sometimes shit, especially if you were literally just a crew member. I've been learning a lot about legal side, which is so much fun. That's weird. I've never noticed that before.
What?
Yeah, that shack.
Or stable type thing. Yeah. Like, where they, like, I don't know what to call it.
I bet that'd be... That's pretty.
A good place to get killed.
You know, what's a good place to get killed?
There was a shed like that behind a couple houses at my school, and during... a ton of parties and stuff. They have bands playing like the shits.
Yo,
it's dope. Cool. It's super
that's
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah,
you should hook me up with that.
They have like okay. So during we call it fest season, where I think four weekends during the spring, we have one street on campus. Well, not campus, but like where the houses are. I guess off campus. Yeah. Campus is really small, so it's still kind of on campus. But one street will have every single house is a house party, and it's like huge, just party all day. People get up at like 9 a.m. and go.
That's awesome.
And they have bands, like live bands, playing in front yards and on porches and stuff. They have DJs. There was this guy DJing on a roof, and he started throwing out chicken sandwiches from McDonald's. Yeah.
He's trying to not let you
I got him.
At the same place.
I know, dude.
Same guy.
Different car.
Dude, talk about someone getting angry.
Yeah.
When you run.
When you drive.
When you're driving.
This is definitely.
When I'm driving.
This is definitely me when I'm driving.
In Ohio. Dies.
I'm from the Midwest.
Did you know there was a study done that said that people in the Midwest are the most happy out of anybody in the United States?
Is that true?
Yup. Come on, I highly doubt that. Yep. There's people who live on beaches.
Yeah, but it's extremely... It's extremely expensive.
That's interesting too, because it's like you live on beach. You either live on a beach where there's a beach, or you live far from the beach and it's not convenient and it's expensive. And you're just like getting by just to live in this nice place.
Yeah.
When in the Midwest,
there's not a lot to do.
It's like you're not looking forward to going. I mean, nobody's like, oh, I wish I could go to the beach. It's 2 hours away. It's like I have to take a 6-day road trip to go to the beach.
Yeah.
Or like. You know what's exciting?
So don't even
think
about it.
You know what's really exciting to do here?
What?
What's really exciting to do here? What's the most exciting thing?
Jump in front of trains.
Kings Island.
Yeah. Just jump in front of trains.
Sleeping. Kings Island. Number two, sleeping.
That's a good one. That is always a pastime.
Skyline.
Just
things
go.
Things to do in Ohio.
Just go.
Kings Island, sleep, and Skyline.
Just go there.
Just, you have to.
Nothing else. Don't even eat.
Don't even eat. If it's not Skyline, don't eat.
The Corn Monument.
No.
Okay, so what's the fun thing to do in Ohio?
Cincy Mills?
An empty, decrepit mall with an arcade.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, for context. Huge mall. This mall was probably $1 trillion to build. It had an indoor roller coaster. It was incredible.
True.
This thing was a kid's freaking dream.
Paradise.
Yes, it was insane. 10 years later, shut down. There's one store left, and it's the coolest arcade.
They have a
dope arcade. What else do they have?
Fast Pro Shop, don't they?
Yeah, but that's not in
Cincy Mills.
Oh, that's fair.
So the entire mall is, everything is shut down, and the lights are always off, and they have like 2 security guards walking around at all times.
What's weird though is they keep it clean.
It's super clean.
They're not
so
walking
clean.
Around. They're segwaying around.
Yeah, they're
creepy too. They'll like stare at you.
Here's the thing. You know they'll be coming because like you'll be in this abandoned mall and then you'll just hear. Mm-hmm.
Run.
Coming towards you.
They locked me in there one time.
Yeah, I got
one. They locked
at
the
night,
doors.
At night, it's a different story.
Yeah, at night, it's really scary.
It's freaky.
We were going to go do a photo shoot in the parking lot
That's
at night,
right.
and
yeah,
we looked in there, and we were like, nope, we're going to die if we go in there.
We've been in there at 2 a.m. It was really
it's
wild.
It's scary.
Yeah, well, it was so funny, but the freaking doors, like one of the entrances, the one by the playground, we were playing around there, and one of the doors just opened and freaked us out.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was probably just automatic, but it was funny, because we were all like, okay, we're good.
Have you been to the, So you get into that parking garage, right?
Yeah.
And
stairwell.
The stairwell?
The stairwell.
I took
Was there
up
a ton
there.
Of birds?
It's a ton of dead birds. Like, someone went up there and, like, just killed a bunch of fucking birds. Like,
or they, like, fly in there and hit windows.
That's
well,
they
No. They've cleaned it up, and there's, like, last time I went up there, it looked like they've been, like, smashed.
Yeah.
Like, by a person. It's crazy.
Really?
Jeez. The graffiti in there is pretty interesting.
There's one that just says gay.
Just gay, real big.
That's very creative.
Yeah.
Then
leave
on
your
top
legacy,
of,
anything you want.
On top
gay.
Of the garage,
anything you want.
On
gay.
Top of the garage, the empty parking lot on top of the garage, and then there's more graffiti. And it's pretty funny.
Okay, well, I think we gotta close it out here.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up.
Went to gonorrhea.
Thank y'all for listening for this. This has just been like a. I don't know. Not really a topic-based one. We just were driving around and
whatever
chatting. But we're going to do a few different car casts, different from our regular podcast, just kind of like whatever comes to the mind. Random car talk. Probably about this length, usually. But thank you for listening and tuning in. Bye-bye!